Moses, why? Because the sakadaitach. If you want to tell me, michi shachet la purta, osra, that as soon as it's not the shechita, right away it becomes osra, is to eat the rest of it, lav the marikatovach. You're not shechting the onus. So, why you chayav dal vei? So it has to be a rai, he holds, ain le shechita, chulam be'azor, lav the raita. Oh, malay, no, he said back to him, no. Oh, malay, ravacha, b'rei derovo, kiko, mechayiv nami. You know when Rabbi Yechon, you know why our Mishnah says, yechayiv dal vei? I'll tell you, maybe Rabbi Yechon also holds, chulam be'azor is also with the raita. And it becomes also bahano as soon as you start the shechita. Either becomes also bahano right away, why yechayiv dal vei? The Teretz says, ahu porta. On this little bit of the beginning of the Shechita, that's called a Begonaf HaTofach. That's enough to be Chayiv. So again, he said back to him, no, Omalei Rav Ashi Latitche, don't push me away. The Pasuk says, V'tovcha Kula Bina V'leka. Havad the Pashup Shana Mashmoy says, V'tovcha Yoni Chayiv, you make a Tficha on the whole shore. You have to shech the whole shore belonging to the owner. So we're here for the beginning of the Shechita, you hold Yeshna L'Shechita Mechila V'yatzoyf. The beginning of the Shechita, the Shor becomes also Bano, so it's not the owners anymore, so why are you Chayav Dal Vehei? So it's like we had before, Omalei, he answered back, Hochi Yomer Rav Gamdo Mishmei de Rava, he said over the name of Rava, that Kiko Mechayav, you know what our Mishnah says, Yechayav according to the Rabbanin, Kegoyin Sheshochat Miksa Simona Machutz. We're talking about that you were gone off the shore, and then you made a Miksa of the Shechita outside the Azara. And then only the Gomram Bifnim, you schlep the animal during the Shechita inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara, and you finish it in the Azara. So it comes out the Yisuri Yano Zoni Chal after you finish the Shechita. So the Shah Shechita is called the Tovcha Kulubinan, that's why you Chayav Dal Vei. So again, you have no Raya, what he holds about the Yibchulin, if it's also the Raya, or only Yosem the Rabbon. Now the Mishnah says, Gonaf Al Pi Shnayim, if you stole, and there were two Eidim that saw you make a Gneva. The Tovcha Yimachar Al Piyam, and you also later made a tzficha, and also you sold it up here, that's the Edom. So they come to Bezalel and say, we saw the way Reuven made a Geneva and a tzficha. So the Edom wanted to be mechayiv him, dal v'hei. V'nin tzu zeinemim, and then we find out that these Edom are zeinemim, they were not there, they never saw it. Is Mishamam HaKel, they have to pay the dal v'hei, toshid. Takash Yizomam, since they wanted him to pay dal v'hei, we make them pay dal v'hei. What about Gonav HaPishnayim, V'tzavcha Mokha HaPishnayim HaKherim? And then we find both pairs to be Zemimim. Harisha Misham Dashlumi Kefil, that's all they want to be Mechayiv. The Achrayim Misham Dashlumi Gimel, only three. Nimtzu Achrayim Zemimim, whatever, only the last one Zemimim, who Misham Dashlumi Kefil, Vem Misham Dashlumi Gimel. Echem Achrayim Zemimim, Botla Adusin, Shni Echem Nashayim Zemimim, Botla Adusin, Shemeng Rehim Atrivim Mechayiv.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this Mishnah here. We'll start again tomorrow for the Mishnah.
You have a whole enough ayin bezem a bez by the Mishnah. Gonaf al pishnayim. Somebody stole, and there were two edim that saw that he made the geneva. V'topach u'mochar apiyim. And then when the ganav made the tficho, the mechira, the same two edim saw him. V'nimtzul zemimim. So it comes out that these two edim wanted to be mechayiv him to pay dalad v'hei. If it was a shor hey, they want them to make him pay the whole amount. Now, v'nimtzul zemimim, later we find out that these two Edim were not in town at all. Another two Edim came and said, you are with us someplace else. You did not see the way this person made the Gnev or the Tricha. So the locher is, mishalmim hakol, that the Edim zemimim, the first Edim, will have to pay the complete dalad, like the kasha zomam. As much as they wanted him to pay, that's how much they're going to have to pay to him now instead. What about gonav apishnayim? By Shas the Geneva, there were two Edom there that saw you make the Geneva. Then, the Tofach HaMocha, the same Ganef, went and made a Tzficho Mechiri, Shechter, and sold it, Al Pishnayim Acherim. There were a second pair of Edom that saw the Maisa Mechiri or the Maisa Tzficho. So the Locher is now, and so now the Ganef has to pay Dal V'hei, but because of two separate Edom. Now, Elu V'yelu Nimtzu Zemimim, let's say we find out that both of those pair of Edom was Zemimim, both the first two that said Gonaf and the second two that said Tofach. So the locher is Harishainim Mishalman Tashlumi Kefil. The first two Edim, what they wanted him to do, the Gonaf, is to pay Kefil, we make them pay Kefil. The Achrainim, the second pair of Edim, that said the Tzficho the Mechira, that wanted him to have to pay the extra three, or four, is Mishalman Tashlumi Gimel, they're going to have to pay the extra three. In other words, whatever they wanted to make him pay, that's what they're going to have to pay. So Rashi says that Achrayim Mishalmim Gimel Lishor for Shor. In other words, for Shor you pay five. Look, going Rashi says Shehuzmu Achrayim Tchila. They were Mazmim first the last two. So therefore, they want him to pay the extra three. They have to pay the three. As Rashi says, because if they were Mazim, they ate the Gereva first, so it comes out that automatically it's bottled, the Eda Tzvicha. Like once there's no Eda Gereva, so the Tzvicha means nothing. So they weren't Mechayiv him. So the case has to be that first we found the last two, the Eda Tzvicha, to be Zememim. And then we found the first two to be Zememim, that's where they both have to pay. What's going to be Nimtzu Achrayim Zememim? Let's say we only find the last two Eidim to be Zememim, but the first one, the Geneva, is true. It's only the last two. So, who Mishalim Tashlumi Kefil? The person that stole still has to pay Kefil, because he's a Ganef. The first two Eidim are true. But the second two Eidim that wanted to make the Ganef pay an extra three, Fehein Mishalim Tashlumi Gimel, the last pair of Eidim that became Zememim, they're going to have to pay this extra three that they wanted him to pay, they're going to pay it to him. Now, Echad min achrayim zememim. Let's say only one of the last two Eidim became zememim. Again, there were two Eidim that saw him make the Geneva, and then a different two Eidim said they saw him make the Tzficha. And now one of these two Eidim we found to be zememim. So halacha is botla edus shniya, that the second Eidim is botl. In other words, we can't be mechayiv the ganef to pay an extra three, because we don't have two Eidim. One of the two Eidim were found to be zememim. However, we do not give the Eidim, this Eid, to pay Kasha Zomam, because that's the locha, we only make him pay Kasha Zomam if we huzam all the Eidus. Here that there were two, it's only if we're mazim both of them. But here that we're only mazim one of them, so he doesn't have to pay. So therefore it's called just Botla Eidus Shniya. The second Eidus is Botla. What about Echod Min HaRishonim Zemim? Let's say we find out that one of the first two Eidim that said Gonaf, we found them to be false, them to be Zemimim. Then another two Eidim came and said to that first one, how could you say you saw today the way he made the Geneva? You are with us someplace else. So the halacha is, Botla Kol Eidus. In this case, that only one of the first Eidim were to be Zomim, the whole Eidus is Botla now. Because Shemain Geneva and Tzvicha B'Yemichira. If we do not have Eidim that he made the Geneva, because out of the first two Eidim, one became Botla, so one Eid by itself is nothing. So we do not have Eidus that he made the Geneva. If so, the fact to Eidim said he made a Tzvicha means nothing. Maybe he made a Tzvicha on his own shore. So therefore, we have no Eidim to be Mechayivim Dalad Vei, and in such a case, everybody is potter. Now the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Itma, we learn it like this. Eid Zayma. When we have this new Chiddush of the Torah of Eid Zaymanim, that means when first two Eidim said, we saw the way Reuven made a Geneva today. Then another two Eidim said and said no to the first two. It's not possible. You were not here in L.A. You were with us someplace else in San Francisco. It's not possible that you saw it today. So Eid Zoymam, Abaye Roma Lamafreya Hunivso. Abaye says, you know when the Eid becomes possible? All the way back to Lamafreya. Like first these two Eidim said they saw on Sunday the way Reuven made a Geneva. Now first on Wednesday, the other second pair of Eidim come to Bezdin and said that these two Eidim couldn't have said on Sunday, because Sunday they were with us. So Bezdin is first finding out the news on Wednesday. Still, Abaye says that these Eidim become Postal and Afreya from Sunday on. Like now we know that Sunday he said a lie, so it became like Eidim Sulim then, so if he said Eidis in between, it's all Eidis Sheker, we don't believe him. Rav Amarava says no. Mikanu Labohu Nistol. The Eidim Zememim only become Postal from now onwards. From the day on Wednesday that the second pair of Eidim came and said, Imanu Ha'isem, so from today onwards, these Eidim are psulim. But if they said Eidis before on Monday and Tuesday, if they said different Eidis, we don't take it away, we leave those Eidis. They're only psulim mikan alavor from now onwards. What's the machlokes? Abaye Rama Lamafreya Hu Nisol. Abaye says an Eid Zoymim becomes Apostle all the way back to Lamafreya, which should be, because once we know now that he lied on Sunday, so Sunday he said Eid Sheker and became Apostle. So why? So Abaye says Poshid. May Yehushasa the Acid have a Russia. From that Sunday that he said false Eidis, like you said on Sunday that you saw him, us to make a Geneva, so at the time you said the false Eidis, you became a Russia. The Torah, where the Torah says, Al Toshes Rosha Eid, you can't use a Rosha to be an Eid. So once we've caught you to be lying, an Eid Chamas, we've caught you to be lying, to ruin somebody's money, so therefore you become possibly Eidus. So that's a Glatas Svara. Rav says the Kiddush, know that you should know, Mikanu Labo Hunisol. Rava says the Chiddush is only possible from now onwards, from the time when the second Pir of Edom came to Bezdin, not from the time that they said their Edus. The question is why? So Rava says, Eid Zoyman Chiddushu. That the Torah believes the second Pir of Edom over the first Pir is a Chiddush. Because really I should have said, Dotreyo Treninu. Really it's two against two. Like the first two Edom are saying, no, I was there on Sunday. I saw the way Reuven made the Gneva. The other two Edom said no. The other two Edom said no, it's not possible. You were with us someplace else. So how do you know which pair of Edom to believe? Why do we believe the second pair? Why don't we believe the first pair to say the second one is lying? So where it says, my chazis, tzayis lahani, who asked you to believe the second pair? Tzayis lahani, why don't you believe the first pair of Edom? So, why does the Torah say there's a parsha of Edom Zeminim? It's a chiddushu. That the Torah said in such a case, yes, we believe the second pair of Edom. But it's a chiddush. So therefore the klal is, Hilkach ein v'chol boy ela mishas chiddusha v'yelech. When do we accept the Edus to say, to believe the second pair of Edom, to make that the first pair were psulim, were rishoyim? Only from now onwards. From the second that Bezdin accepts the second pair of Edom, so true, they have the din Torah to believe the second pair, and that automatically makes the first pair psulim, but it's only chal from now onwards, when the chiddush was said. So that's the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava. And Ika the army, some say, Rava namika Abaye svirle. No, Rava also agrees to Abaye, that really mi'ikar adin, you should be posulim afreya. And the yomulim afreya nifsol. And I think the Rishonim said the svara really is, it's not really a real train. Because the pshat is the second pair of Edom is like Kamat saying the first pair were like Gazlanim. Like he's saying Kamat on the goof of the first Edus. So therefore the first Edus can't be believed anymore. But the first pair is not saying against the goof of the second Edus. So that's why really in Svara we should believe the second pair and not the first pair. Or even if you want to say it's a Chiddush, but that's what the Chiddush tells us. The Chiddush tells us that we look as if the first, second pair is coming to pass for the first pair. So Melo, now it's a svara, we should believe the second pair, that the first pair become posel, l'mafreya. So, v'hochiv, so how come Rava says no, that if they said Edus in between, whatever they did in between is still a good Edus, they're only posel from now onwards? I'll tell you, v'hochiv, the time of the Rava, why does Rava say it's hidden?